Well, hello again, quantum engineers, and welcome to our live coaching call redo for module one of level two of Becoming Quantum. Apologies for the technological difficulties yesterday. I was having so much fun in the coaching, and when I went into, you know, I'd rambled on for a good 45 minutes, and when I went in to get ready to check the questions, I saw you all are like, Simone, where have you gone? Where have you disappeared to? It's silence. So I apologize for that. On this telesummit platform, I can't tell if the if you guys can hear me. So I just want to be sure that you guys can hear me. So if you can hear me and you're on the call, please type in, yes, Simone, I can hear you. All is good. All is well. Not really sure what was going on with the computer yesterday. It decided right before the call to do a major reboot. So maybe that had something to do with it. But either way, today is a new day. Today is a new moment. And we're gonna just dive in and go for it. So if you were there on the call yesterday for the first 30 minutes before it disappeared, essentially we're going to talk about what we talked about for the first 30 minutes. And then we're going to do a guided meditation, a short guided meditation that is in alignment with what we're talking about today. And then we'll go into some questions and answers if you have them for me. So Sarah says, so far, so good. Macon says, I'm here and I hear you fine. Troya says, yep, I can hear you. Daniel says, yes, I hear you. Okay, goody. So we can hear each other. That's awesome. So where we are right now in the whole quantum process, and I said this yesterday, I could not have planned this, what's going on in the 3D world right now, as it aligns with what we're working on in our quantum work. I couldn't have planned it better. With the strangeness, the high strangeness is what I call it, the high strangeness that is happening in the 3D world, with what's going on with the coronavirus. And that was just a sneeze. It's not a coronavirus. Oh my gosh. With what's going on in the coronavirus out there in the world, which for all intents and purposes is simply a cold that has been, what would be the word, weaponized, I suppose, and is causing a major fear strategy in the world. But there is always an evolutionary purpose behind whatever happens in the 3D world, whether it's constructed by powers that be, whether it happens naturally, there is always an evolutionary purpose behind it. And so what we're noticing with what's transpiring in the world right now with the, I even hesitate to label it, because when you label it, it gives it power. So what I'm just going to call it a construct. We're going to call the coronavirus situation a construct or a circumstance or a situation. I'm not going to label it because that gives it power. So what is happening with the construct, the circumstance and situation that's going on in the 3D world right now, that because of what is being implemented, it's forcing stillness. It's forcing people to stop moving. It's forcing them to stop pushing. It's forcing them to literally go inside. And again, whether or not it's a construct rooted in a desire to control, it doesn't really matter. But when we look at what's happening in the 3D world, especially as metaphysicians, especially as mystics, especially as quantum engineers, our mission as mystics, one of our tools is that tool of observation and awareness without judgment. So when we look at what's going on in the 3D world right now, that is being quantumly created for sure. That we look at it and we go, isn't this interesting? As mystics, we look at things in the 3D world and we activate our curiosity about them. And we do the same thing with our own personal life. If there's something happening in our 3D world, instead of trying to collapse it into meaning, you know, this isn't happening, so that must mean this, or this is happening, so that must mean this. Instead of doing that in a personal level or on a collective level, what a mystic does, a metaphysician does, a quantum engineer does, is they look at what's happening in the 3D circumstance, and they say, isn't this interesting? What is the underlying energy of this scenario or circumstance? What is it stimulating in the 3D world? What is it, not on the surface, because on the surface, the scenario that's being created in the 3D world is stimulating for a lot of people a lot of fear and concern and constriction and a shutting down of aperture, right? We talked a lot about aperture in our module and how and why aperture is so important for our quantum work. So when we look at what's going on in the 3D world, if we look at it from a metaphysical perspective, of a quantum engineer perspective, and we say, what is going on here? What energy is it stimulating? And what is it encouraging in the 3D world? Without making it good or bad, without making it mean anything, then we're able to get to the root of it. We're able to see, there's purpose in this. If as a metaphysician, as a quantum engineer, there's purpose in everything, the good and the bad, there's purpose in what's happening right now. There's purpose in a star exploding in the middle of the galaxy. It might not, you know, from as a human being who might look at that and go, oh, it exploded, that's really bad. As a quantum engineer, we go, oh my God, look at the release of energy. Look at now all of this power that's been released to create new things, right? So what the scenario and circumstance in the 3D world right now is generating for us as quantum engineers, that it's probably not generating for people who aren't metaphysically trained, is it's shaping a very powerful gateway. It's shaping a gateway for transformation as it's inviting stillness. What it's also inviting for us as quantum engineers is for us to continue to go into our quantum forgiveness work. So as I said yesterday in the beginning of our call, what I invite you to do this weekend and throughout the weeks ahead is to practice your quantum forgiveness meditation, because in the realization that as a 3D reality, we are all one mind. It's all one mind, but each of us as individuals, as Troya and Daniel and Macon and Sarah and the rest of everybody in the world, those are all just individual expressions of the one mind, but we are one mind. That as quantum engineers, we recognize that in the external world, there are other folks out there who are having rough experiences through this. How we support the whole, as we support the entire reality, is by continuing to do our own quantum forgiveness work, by releasing the fears, by releasing the patterns of conditioning, by releasing the limitations in ourselves, then because we are one mind, one singular vehicle or life force, but multiple billions of expressions, as we continue to do our own quantum forgiveness work, we invite that recalibration in everyone else. Okay, so I invite you to continue to practice your quantum forgiveness work, because that invites us to go in and layer by layer by layer by layer by layer, clear away the conditioning. And this is something I want you is really important to recognize as well. And we'll talk about more about this in the module that's coming up when we talk about states. Is that what I want you to recognize is that while we do this quantum work, this is really important, that there are going to be patterns of your old conditioning, your old self, still in operation while the patterns of your new conditioning are coming online. So, and again, we'll talk about this really specifically in the next module coming up, but it bears mentioning now because it's obvious that's what's going on in the world. Think of it when you're young, when you're little, and when you're unconscious and when you're unaware, when you are really rooted in self, you are planting seeds in the quantum. You are planting attitudes of worthiness or unworthiness. You're planting attitudes of I am a good person or I'm a bad person. You're planting attitudes of I will be successful or I won't be, or I am loved or I'm not, or the world is a safe place or it isn't, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You're planting all of these seeds as a youngster, as an unconscious being. Those seeds are being planted in the quantum. And those seeds that you were planting while you were unconscious have been growing. They've been growing and you've been shaping your reality as an unconscious being. Once you start to step into your metaphysical practice and you start to be conscious about what you're planting, then you start planting new seeds, right? You start shaping new realities, new outcomes, new careers, new pathways, new levels of wealth, health, and happiness, etc. But here's what's important to understand, that the old seeds that you were planting while you were unconscious, those seeds are going to continue to grow for a time while you are shaping your new reality. So think of it this way. If your life is a garden or a field, for a time you will have the old plants, the old realities growing next to the new realities for a time. So this is what is happening in the quantum 3D world. Old realities of fear, limitation, lack, panic, worry, those are sprouting. That is what is being revealed here. The circumstance that is happening on the global scale is an old pattern that is growing, being brought into a massive expression. But at the same time, there are all these other new realities that are growing up beside it. Our mission as metaphysicians, as quantum engineers, is not to freak out, to not judge, to not panic, to not label, to not apply meaning when the old patterns continue to grow. We must just simply witness them and say, aha, I see you, but I'm going to continue to focus on my vision. And then once the quantum work gets strong enough where you are stable in the new reality, then those old seeds, those old realities can be dismantled. Okay, so again, we'll talk more specifically about this in the next module, but this is what I want you to become aware of, and this is what is happening in the 3D world right now. Old realities powerfully growing. There's a growth spurt, but new realities are coming up next to them. And those new realities of power and potential are what we as quantum engineers, what we as metaphysicians focus on, right? We pay no attention to the old shit. We see it, we recognize it, but we don't give it any power. We understand that it's an old pattern. And we don't give it any more power than that. So this is why right now at this stage, I want you to continue to practice the quantum forgiveness meditation that will help dismantle those old structures and within you and within the collective while we're in this position right now, this position of stillness that is being invited in. And again, we're going to do a little guided meditation here today, a little bit later. And then what I will do is I'm just wrapping up the powerful quantum guided meditation, the one that's a builder and a shaper. And in that guided meditation that I'll be providing for you moving forward, there are spaces of spaciousness. There are spots of emptiness, stillness in the meditation where there's no music, there's no noise, there's just space. And so as quantum engineers, we want to be sure that we provide for this spaciousness in all of our work. Okay. And this stillness, this spaciousness that we talk about and that we invite and that we revel in, it is a very rich, it's very rich with information. If you remember in the teaching module where the Vesica Pisces had the two circles, it had the everything and the nothing. It had the past and the future. And in the middle of it was this ripe, rich position that was the merging of two positions. That empty, that space in the middle is what holds all of the creative power. That is the womb of the fertile soil of miracle making. That's the still place where we plant all of our raw materials, and it is rich with power. It is rich with support. Okay, and so this idea of stillness that is being, you know, forced on the world, and if you know how to take advantage of it, this opportunity right now again becomes a very powerful gateway. So stillness, what we would call grace in our metaphysical or quantum practice, opens a gateway for your authentic quantum self to step in and create with you, create for you, create as you. So think of the stillness as a container or a vessel. It's the container of the quantum mind. The quantum mind is actually, it is very still. When we are planting our information, when we are adding our energy and our information for what we want to create and see, that's a very active part of the process. That would be considered the masculine will part, where we are planting our thoughts, where we are shaping what we want to see, where we are influencing our energy, and that's what we are influencing the field with. The feminine part of that equation is the stillness, is the planting of it and then letting it go, right? Think of it when a child is conceived. There's a very active expression outward. The male expresses the seed, and it is planted in the feminine womb, and then the feminine womb is very still. Right? So the masculine aspect of the creative process is very outward, it's very expressive, it's very active. And then the feminine aspect of the creative process is very still. It's very open. It's very empty. It's very receptive. Okay? So when we're creating as source, when we're creating as the quantum mind, we use both of those sides of the equation, the will of it, which is active, and the grace of it that is active. Okay. And so even in metaphysics of, in scripture, in the Bible, the Helios Biblios, Holy Bible, Helios Biblios, the origins of the word Holy Bible, the origins of that word is Helios Biblios. Helios means light. Biblios means book or learning. So the Holy Bible translated means the book of light. The Holy Bible is not a book about religion. It's a book about metaphysics. If you know how to read it, it's a book about consciousness and evolution and magic and metaphysics. So whenever I quote scripture, I'm not quoting it religiously. I'm quoting it from a position of metaphysics and how to use light. Helios Biblios, book of light, Holy Bible. So in the Bible, it says, be still and know that I am God. The kingdom of heaven is within you. This is the instruction, be still and know. Be still and know. Doesn't mean rush around and know. Be still and know. So right there in the metaphysical guidebook, it instructs us to be still, right? And it also reminds us that the kingdom of heaven or the quantum field is within you and all around you, right? And so as we continue to further our investigation and our realization of I am, that position comes through that position, that identity comes through this practice of being still, engaging with the quantum from that position, and then watching that manifest around you. So stillness is the portal through which all of the work that we shape when we are doing our homework, when we are getting clear about what do I want to create, when we're asking the questions of if the power and the perspective of the I am, if I position myself in that identity, and we know that we see the world as we are, we experience reality as we experience ourselves, and that self creates one level of reality and soul as the I am creates another one. As we get more and more clear about that, then those realities are what we start to recognize in the 3D world. And that stillness creates a portal through which all of those considerations start to emerge. So this stillness is a gateway. It's a portal. It's a hole through which we can pass through. Again, just like the imagery of the Vesica Pisces, that position point in the center between the past and the future, that infinite now, between the everything and the nothing, that infinite potential, that center space that is the soul, that is the integration of matter and spirit. That space is very still. Very, very, very still. And it also has a very profound, different energetic tone, doesn't it? And you guys are probably noticing this by now, that it has a very different energetic tone than when you're coming from your old self, when you're coming from lower mind, when you're coming from your conditioned nature and all the energetic patterns that exist around that. The old self, the lower mind, the conditioned self is very chatty. It's very busy. It's constantly thinking. It's spinning stuff around. It's worried about time. It's worried about physical rules. It's worried about what people will think. It's worried about everything. And there's a constant, busy, chatty, static, sometimes painful, constricted mental mind pattern that goes on. And if you're not aware of it, it will shut down your aperture, right? I love the imagery of that aperture slide because it makes things so clear. If you remember in our module, that slide of aperture, whereas at one end of the diagram where it was self, the aperture was really tightly closed, where you only got a little tiny bit of light. And when you're at the other end where it's source and that aperture is wide open, you've got a lot of light. And when we're positioned in soul, we have flexibility of that. We have control over that, which gives us power. And so what I want you to start to be becoming aware of is when you are coming from self and you're in chatty mind, chatty, 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 worried about everything, that aperture gets much smaller and it feels different than it does when you are coming from your quantum nature, from your soul nature, which is much more open. When you're coming from your quantum nature rooted in soul and source, it's calm, it's clear, it's direct, it's peaceful, it's concise, it's stable, and it's largely empty. It's very, very still, right? So this is the level of mind and the type of calm energy that we want to be able to consistently position ourselves in. You know, we do our quantum meditation, we do our quantum work, and then we leave it. And then we go about our day. We don't go constantly back in to dig it up, right? So in order to partner with in order to become the refined information that we are aligning with. We're not actually going anywhere, right? We've determined this very clearly that we are stabilizing our code of energy and information through adding our quantum intent, the things that are important to us. This is why these questions that I asked you in the module, you know, what when we were talking with about, you know, remember the cheetah and the identity and the perception, what would your quantum goals help you perceive? What would it help you allow? What would it help you release? What would it insist you forgive? What would it generate as an inevitability? These questions are a part of what we plant. The questions of, you know, what as the I am do I want to create? What outcomes do I want to generate? What would it feel like to have those realities available? Those are things that we plant into the field using our energetic intent, using our brain, using our mind, using our energy, using us as the seed. We plant them. We let them go. We release them into the field. Then we open to what we perceive, right? The work that we do quantum, we're not doing the work to change the 3D reality. We're doing the work to alter ourselves, to change our ability to perceive, because the things that we want to see, the things that we want to have, are already available in the 3D world. They're already there. We just can't perceive them yet. The stillness is what allows those energies to generate, to permeate our nervous system. The stillness, when we drop it into stillness, what we're doing is we're allowing all of those energetic impulses that we've generated to take root in our nervous system, to take root in our energetic field, so that then we can start to perceive them in the 3D world. This is what stillness helps you to create. This is why it's so important. And it's such an important part of our entire creative picture of shaping our reality. It is directly linked to aperture, expanding aperture. It's directly linked to power. It's directly linked to coherence. It's directly linked to amplitude. Okay? So this is really important. So I invite you to think of this entire process, the entire quantum process of being like, and we talked about this yesterday, but it's a perfect analogy of being like an archer with a bow and an arrow, preparing to shoot his arrow into a target 100 yards away. So all of the work that we've done so far with all of your homework and answering these questions, that is the preparation that the archer first needs to have. The being able to generate identity, that's preparation. Being able to shape vision, that's preparation. Being able to cultivate choice, that's preparation, right? If the archer doesn't know where she's going to aim her bow, she's hooped. Then if she doesn't have her energy ordered, if she's not stable, if she's not focused, if she's not harmonized, if she's not grounded, if she's not rooted, then it's not going to work either, right? So all of these parts of the equation are essential. Setting your target clearly, knowing what you need to let go of, pulling all of your attention towards the target, dismissing everything else around you that isn't aligned with it. Aiming towards your target, pulling back the bow. All of that is the equation of energy and information. All of that is the masculine part of the equation. The stillness that contains all of that stuff is the container in which all of that action occurs. You're doing all of that, but the mind is still very still. The still mind, the body can still be active through a position of stillness. The stable breath, without inner stillness, the archer is ineffective. When an archer is effective, there is a very powerful inner stillness. There's no rush. There's no inner anxiety. There's no turbulence. Right? So I really want you to make friends with this imagery. And the moment that the archer releases the bow and puts all of that previous work into action, that's the releasing. That's the turning it over. That's the releasing it to the higher mind, right? That we worked on a lot in level one, turning it over to the higher mind, the part of you that is quantum in nature, that is so much more advanced and sophisticated than your lower mind, right? The releasing it of how it will happen is you turning it over, is the archer letting go of the bow, or sorry, the archer letting go of the string, okay? Without the release, without that letting go, then the quantum outcome is very limited. This is where people will get into trouble. They think that the thing that they want, or the thing that they're looking to create, can only happen in a certain way. It can only happen in a certain timeline. It can only happen with these certain people. It can only come from this certain outcome. And when we're playing quantumly, that rule changes. When we play quantumly, we recognize that all things are possible, right? The power position of the I am, you remember our diagrams of the two circles, the everything circle and the nothing circle. And in the middle of that, those two circles was the circle of potential. That circle of potential, that slice of potential is infinite. It could happen in a million ways, most of which you have absolutely no idea about. And so that's the letting go. The moment the archer releases the string, that's the letting go, saying, I'm turning it over to my higher mind. My higher mind, the quantum field, is figuring it out, right? And so that release point and the energy around, the energy in which all of that work is done is today's conversation point. It's about that stillness and the grace. So the grace is the balancing component of will. The masculine idea of the energy that you're putting forward, your thoughts, your ideas, your intent, that's masculine. And then the stillness, this grace, is the balancing component of that, the feminine and the masculine, right? And grace is the field of energy through which all of the things that you're shaping with your quantum work, that's where it grows. Okay. Grace allows us to step into those powers of release, of ease, of flow, of allowing. And if we don't have those elements active, we can't hit the target. So remember our diagram in our module of the soul, the imagery of the diagram that we've got of the soul, where it's the circle with the square, or sorry, the circle with the cross in the middle of it. That's the diagram of soul. This stillness position, or this grace position, in the diagram of the soul, this is what we would call the peace, P-E-A-C-A, the peace equation. So remember in our diagram of the soul, we talked about how the soul is the balance of masculine and feminine, matter and spirit, positive electrical charge, negative electrical charge, in-breath, out-breath, peace and power, as our individual aspect of source. Remember the circle with the cross in the middle. This stillness, this peace point, is the horizontal line that goes across, is the horizontal line in that cross. all of our intent, all of our will, all of the things that we're shaping and wanting to create, that's the power, that's the vertical line in the equation. Okay, but this peace part, the stillness part, is the feminine horizontal line. Okay, so if all we're doing in our quantum work is thinking, focusing, energizing, then we've only got the vertical line, the up and down line, the masculine line of power. But if we allow for stillness, emptiness, openness, that activates the horizontal line of peace. So what I want you to do right now is we're going to do a little guided meditation. And the tool that we use to energize stillness, and this is a very important thing I want you to become aware of, and it's a very important tool that I want you to have in your metaphysical toolbox, is as we become more quantumly powerful, as we become more quantumly proficient, we stop using our mind to think, and we start to think by listening. So remember I talked about a moment ago that when you're coming from the limited self, from the conditioned self, when you're trying to think about something, the mind is very busy. How do I do this? How do I do that? What's the solution? What's the outcome? What's coming? What's right? Busy, busy, busy. Think. It's very limited. The mind can only think as far as it's been conditioned, right? There's a limit to where the conditioned mind can go, but the mind gets very busy. When we start becoming quantum in nature, we start to use listening, empowered quantum listening, as our thinking strategy. Instead of getting busy in our mind, what I call mental masturbation, does this work? Does this work? Does this work? Is this working? Come on. Instead of using that strategy to gain access to energy and information, we use stillness and quantum listening to access energy and information. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do a quantum meditation here that energizes quantum listening. So close your eyes, put down your pen and paper, close your eyes, sit up in such a way that represents the power of the I am. So meaning wherever you are, sit up straight. If you can, put your feet on the floor, be supported in your back. Sit like you are divine. Sit like you are infinite power. You can put your hands on your lap, it doesn't really matter. But sit up straight to as embodied in that power as possible. Just take a few deep relaxing breaths. And what I want you to do, I'm going to walk you through this and then I'm going to be quiet for a while. I want you to become aware of the energetic field of information around you. Sense the energy of the room in front of you. Don't think about it, feel it, sense it. And then sense the field of energy behind you. Feel it, sense it. Now I want you to sense the energy to your left. And sense the energy to your right. Just sense and feel that energy. Sense the field of energy above your head. And sense the field of energy below your feet. Feel and sense this energy. And notice what, in order for you to do that, notice what's happening with your breath. Notice what's happening with your energetic aperture. I don't know about you, but as I guide you through this, my aperture has become wide open. I can hear my heart beat. Continue to feel and sense this energetic field around you. In all directions, feel it, sense it. Notice the stillness that has emerged. Just notice this feeling. Notice what you're feeling in your heart. And then I want you to listen to this field. Like you're waiting for it to whisper something to you. Sense the field and activate your inner listening. What is happening right now in this position is powerful coherence. Aperture wide open. Amplitude. Huge amplitude. Feel this. Continue to listen. If you notice that your mind starts to chatter or your thoughts pop in, notice it. Notice what happens to the amplitude and the coherence when chatter starts to come in, and then just go back to sensing the field around you and listening again to the stillness. And if you want, you can take in a deep breath and just be like, release any tension, but still stay active and awake. And I'm just going to be quiet for about 60 seconds. I want you to feel this stillness and listen again. If your mind slips away, bring it back and listen.
And from this place, before we let it go, you can ask a question from this position, or you can set an intention from this position. And you can just let it know, I'm available. I'm available for wisdom, guidance, and instruction from this position. Just notice what you notice about being here. In this present moment, what do you notice? This energetic position is the womb of all creation. Now I want you to open your eyes. And without letting go of this coherent, ordered, wide open aperture with massive amplitude, I just want you to look around the room. I don't know about you, but there's flow there. There's ease there. There's allowing there. Now you and source energy are one thing. This is you not creating with source, but you as source. This is when spirit comes into the equation. We let go of our thoughts. We let go of our energetic patterns. We let the creative shaping process of the quantum force come in. And from this position, then we get to start to declare our I am abundant. I am life force. I am power. I am successful in all ways. I am infinite. I am loving. I am creative. I am joyful. I am supported in all ways. I am eternal. I and the Father are one. I am wisdom. I am. I am. So our job as quantum engineers is to set up the shot, to energetically set up the shot as proficiently as possible, and then release the information and let consciousness, let spirit, let the quantum do the job to get the vision to the target. So this grace moment, this position of stillness, this feminine realm of peace is one of the pieces that so many people forget, or they overlook, or they don't even know about. They push, they pull, they push, they pull. They think, they mentally masturbate all the time, and they wonder why they never reach the goal. Right? So, recognize this position. Start to practice this position. This peace point, this grace, this inner stillness is when we step aside, we shush our mind, and we let the quantum mind of life come in. It allows the mind to settle. It allows the mind to rest, to make room. And in this position of room, in this position of spaciousness, this is where coincidences, creative synchronicities, miracles, outcomes that we could have never imagined or thought that are aligned with our quantum vision start to come about. This is the part where our willingness to let go of our limited self, the patterns, the conditionings of our old identity. We put them down. We shush the mind. And then we allow that openness to create, to support us. And so the quantum forgiveness work that we do allows this spaciousness, it allows for more of this spaciousness to emerge. This spaciousness is where those quantum intuitive ideas will start to pop in. Now, if you've done first intelligence intuition training with me, you know that I say over and over again that the majority of the times that you get your intuitive ideas is when your mind is still. You know, men will tend to get their quantum intuitive ideas while they're shaving, because their mind tends to be very still. They're very focused. They're in the present moment when they're shaving, or when you're taking a shower. Or, you know, even when you're driving your car, driving your car has become so automatic that you don't need to use your mind to do it. And so the mind tends to be quite still. Right. So when we're doing our quantum work, we can go into our day from this place of stillness, from this place of mental quiet. Not constantly checking in, not constantly thinking, not constantly wondering, which energetically is like digging up a seed. You know, you plant a seed and then you get worried about it and you dig it up and you're like, how come you're not growing? And then you plant it again and then nothing's happening. And then you dig it up and you go, how come you're not growing? And then you plant it again. Or like opening the oven door constantly to see if the cake is ready. Right. Or like a little child who wants his mom's attention is constantly going, mom, mom, mommy, mom, mom, mommy, mommy, mom, mom, mom. Right. Trying to get the attention. This peace, this grace, this allows room and stillness and space and time for the quantum, for source to do its job. So just like the archer, we set up the shot. We know what we want. We know what we need. We do our quantum visualization and our meditation. Then we do it within stillness, and then we let it go. And we go about our day, and we notice how things show up in our environment, ideas, synchronicities, coincidences, serendipities that could happen no other way except we set it up and we gave it room. Right? Gave it room. And again, like I mentioned at the beginning, for a time, the old patterns and the new patterns will exist at the same time in your reality. Your job is to continue to stay focused on what your new target is, what your new outcome is, right? You're going to continue to nurture it, the seed. You're going to continue to the new seed. You're going to continue to honor it. You're going to continue to give it room. You're going to continue to love it. You're going to continue to nurture it. You're going to continue to give it consciousness and awareness with your attention and your focus and your gratitude, with those the raw materials of miracle making, right? With the energy of your of the identity and the energetic position, with your imagination and running those thoughts, the imaginings and what that would look like and the inspiration through your mind, with the energy of expectation and desire, with belief and attitude, with thought and feeling, with decisions and choices, attentions, actions and allowance, trust and gratitude, you're going to continue to nurture the vision with those energies. And do all of that in the container of this stillness. It's in some occasions, in some instances, the materialization, the manifestation will happen instantly. In some case, other cases, it will take time. Your job, regardless of whether it's an instant manifestation or one that is gradual over time, because things need to be ordered in a certain way in the 3D world in order for it to occur, your job is not to freak out. Your job is not to panic. Your job is to continue to honor and respect the vision from the position of stability, from a position of openness, from a position of doing your energetic work and then creating space for it, to be stable, right? And so if things aren't happening right away, you don't want to panic. You don't want to go, why isn't this working for me? How come I can't do it? How come it's not working, right? Thinking of it as like the archer again, if the archer missed her first couple of shots and she freaked out, she'd be useless. But she gets herself ordered, she gets herself stable, she gets herself, puts herself in the stillness, she gets herself focused on the target, and she takes the shot again. So when you notice yourself getting tangled in the weirdness, which is, again, what's happening in the 3D world, people are getting tangled in the 3D, they're getting, you know, with what's happening right now, instead of freaking out, we say, okay, how can I become more aligned with the quantum? How can I generate greater stillness? How can I refine my identity and stability? How can I amplify my vision? How can I refine my being? How can I generate stillness? How can I listen more deeply to the stillness instead of thinking so much about it? How can I settle into the stillness? And constantly putting yourself back in that stillness. Again, you slip out. You don't judge yourself. You don't get angry at yourself. You don't get pissed at yourself. You just say, ah, I've slipped out. I need to go back here. Again and again and again and again. Recognizing, as I said a moment ago, that these quantum occurrences are going to happen in one of two ways: either the path of least resistance, where stuff happens instantly without stress or much effort, or the path of highest good. The path of highest good is going to require you to develop your mastery, your tools of stability, your tools of spaciousness, to master both the peace element and the power element, which makes you a quantum engineer, which gives you power, which gives you mastery. The path of least resistance, where stuff happens really easy, that's fun. Absolutely, it's fun. And it's cool to see, but it doesn't develop mastery. It doesn't encourage you to develop the muscles that coordinate all of the elements of soul, peace and power, masculine and feminine, matter and spirit, positive electrical charge, negative electrical charge, integration, wholeness. So how you start to deepen this and setting this theme up for spaciousness is what we talked about in the module about how we accelerate flow is we resist nothing, right? Whatever's happening in the current moment, we sit with it as though it's something that we chose. There's no resistance. And we release, we let go of the need to control, constantly needing to recheck the vision. And we invite this ease. We allow the process to unfold, trusting that you've done your part and creative life force is doing its part. Right? This invites flow. Right? Think of the quantum process. It's like facets on a diamond, or it's like colors are on a painting, or it's like notes in a song. It's not just one thing, right? It's how we combine them, how we use them, how we put them together in our own unique way that determines the outcome for us. And it determines how the song sounds, whether the song is harmonic, has harmony and is beautiful, or whether or not it's discordant, or whether the painting is lovely to look at. And over time, you're going to start to notice, especially if you use the analogy of it being like a song, whether you're playing tune, whether you're playing keys in the song or notes in the song that are discordant, or if there's harmony in it. you'll know whether you're playing a energetic tune that is in alignment with your quantum vision, or you're not, based on how you feel, based on what the thoughts are that's going on in your mind, and based on the outcomes that you're recognizing, based on how you're perceiving the world. Okay. Right. So that's the teaching for today. Thankfully and hopefully the computer stayed on the whole time. So now if you have questions, now you can raise your hand. You raise your hand. If you're on the phone, you can raise your hand by punching in *2 and that will raise your hand. Or if you have a question and you want to type it in on the Q&A, you can type your question in on the Q&A box by typing in your question. Can do that. I'd love to know what I'd love to hear if you're on the Q&A. I'd love to hear what you noticed in the stillness guided meditation, in the stillness meditation. And how that stillness guided meditation will serve you. Because there are times when we do our creative work where we're doing a creation meditation, the quantum creation meditation, where we are generating energy, where we are generating thought, where we are using all of the raw materials of our quantum process in a meditative process. That's a creative meditation where you are in the masculine, you are creating stuff. You are energizing yourself. You are energizing and influencing the field. There's a busy part of it. There's a busy meditation. The stillness meditation is something you can do throughout the day. Because again, we don't want to be going back in and constantly digging up our energetic work. We want to be able to generate stillness. So the stillness meditation is something that you can use throughout the day. It still energizes the process, but it doesn't go in and dig it up. Okay. So Troya says, I noticed when I generated stillness, my busy and confused mind really settled down. And I too could feel my heartbeat in my ears. I see how my impulse to think harder, to grind out an answer, is actually stopping the wisdom from coming through. I recognize my pattern of going into my head and rational thought. I see how the stillness meditation can provide the guidance I need. What a relief. Yeah, what a relief. No kidding. What a relief. And that spaciousness is where the miracles happen, right? Again, we do our work energetically. That's the masculine. And then the stillness is the container. We think that if we're thinking, that's going to... We think that if we're thinking that that's going to help us. If I can just, now thinking, thought is a part of it. It is a part of it for sure. But it's only one part of it. Right. And so that's why we tend to get, especially in the spiritual new age stuff where, you know, everyone says what you think about, you create. We tend to get over reliant on the thought process, the thought of it. And this is where sort of, again, where I kind of like what I teach, because what I teach is an integration, right? Some people will say, just think positively, vibrate high. And other people will say, just be in the stillness, just allow the universe to bring it to you. Just, the universe will allow. It's like, no, it's not that. You need to integrate both of those perspectives. You need to bring those two things together. Right. If you look at how stuff is created in the 3D world, if you look at the integration of how masculine energy and feminine energy create stuff, you see that it's a combination of both of those things. It's not one or the other. It's both. And that's why having a clear understanding of all of the raw materials of miracle making is so important. Because if you're just using one tool, if you're just using one energetic structure, think of it like, I want to build a boat. Think of it like I want to build a boat. And the only tool I have is a hammer. I just have a hammer. How am I going to build a boat with just a hammer? Right? It could be done, perhaps, but it would take a really, 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 really long time. So we have to be able to use all of our tools. And the mind, the thought processes, is a great tool, absolutely essential, but it's not the only one. The heart is a fabulous tool. So, so, so important, so powerful. But it's not the only one. What I'm hoping you guys are starting to discover is that you're able to put different tools together at different moments in time. Right? And use them. Again, using the analogy of building a boat. If you're wanting to build a boat and you have a really awesome toolbox with screwdrivers and saws and nails and planing tools and carving tools, and you've got all of these different tools, you know that in any moment in time while you're building that boat, you're going to need a different tool at a different time, in a different moment, at a different experience. It's the same with our quantum work. Right? Different tools at different times. Different tools at different times. In this moment, what tool do I need in order to get stable? In this moment, what tool do I need in order to amplify energy? In this moment, what tool do I need to generate coherence? In this moment, what tool do I need to take meaningful action in the 3D world? In this moment, what tool do I need? And then being able to open yourself into stillness so that the proper wisdom can come forward to say, let's do this. That's the I am coming forward and saying, okay. And the guidance might be, do nothing. Just sit in the stillness. Do nothing. Sit in the stillness. And that's what's being invited, brings us full circle to where we started. That's what's being invited for us right now with this whole global circumstance and situation. Be still. Go home. Do nothing. Turn inward. Macon says, I just want to send gratitude. I've taken almost all of your classes and they've all been timely and powerful. But for me, this has so far been particularly timely and particularly powerful. I feel pieces are coming together in a bigger way, and that feels very good. I'm so glad. Yay. Yeah, the things that we need show up when we need them. Timely and powerful. Everything that's happening on the global scale is timely and powerful for us all. Right? There's a collective timeliness and a personal timeliness. And I'm glad it's resonating for you. So well. Sandy says, there is no time, lightness, and beautiful stillness, not noise. That for me is a release. my body with sweet and quiet sensations with colors. I feel its love and the genuine nature for my body. And my face is smiling and I feel it in my kidneys. Your kidneys must need some extra love, Sandy, if you're feeling it in your kidneys. That's wonderful. And that practice is a, that stillness practice is an energetic tonic for the body. It, when the mind is quiet and you position yourself in a receptive way to, you're not only engaging with the quantum field when you do that stillness exercise, you are becoming it. Your mind is quietening down. The boundaries of self are dissolving. And your body, because the mind has become quiet, and you are merging, becoming one with the quantum field through that position of stillness, your body and all of the cells in the body are able to start to listen to the quantum mind, the divine mind, the mind, the energetic mind that created the body. The body is able to align with that. And when the body is able to align with that, the body heals. The body restores. The body goes into balance. So that stillness practice as a quantum exercise is like the best energetic tonic for the body ever. So the fact that you feel it in your kidneys must mean that your kidneys were needing some extra love and support, and they got it in that meditation. So, and in that stillness, that practice is really where you, that position of instead of working with spirit or with source, you're working as source. That key, that position is that switch, flipping the switch from working as an individual, working on your own from a limited perspective of self, to working not as an individual, but to working as a soul, as source. Right? It opens so much more potential. Right? So I invite you to play with and practice that listening meditation. Or even a list, we could even call it a prayer. And to pray means to merge with a thing. To pray means to become one with a thing. So when we are using our quantum work, when we are using our meditation and our stillness exercises, etc., we are merging to become one with the quantum field of energy. And to become one with, to merge with our vision. So not only are we becoming one with the field of quantum energy, the divine mind, the God mind, whatever you want to call that, but we're merging with our vision, putting all of those things together, putting those two things together, shaping an identity, which then shapes a perception, which then shapes a reality. So anytime you do meditative work or anytime you do quantum prayer work, think of it that way. I am merging, I am blending, I am becoming one with the thing that I am wanting to create. And in our quantum work, we're wanting to create the identity of I and the Father are one. So if the source energy and I are one, then I need to merge with it. How do I merge with it? Then I merge with it by going into the silence. And then I merge with my vision. by generating the imagination and the attitude and the energy and the desire and the inspiration and all of that other stuff. Sandy says, the magnificence of the stillness is that all of my senses are so wide. The listening and the smell are huge. Thank you so much. Yes, when you've expanded your perception, when you expand your perception, when you become, when you release the limitation of your thinking mind, which is very small, the perception, remember the aperture of that is so teeny tiny. And when you shut that off and you start to sense and feel the field around you and you listen for it, the aperture opens so, so wide. And when your aperture opens wide in that way, then the listening aperture expands. The perception of what you can hear expands. The perception of what you can see expands. The perception of what you can smell expands. Remembering the story of Juma, my guide in Africa, who when he became the cheetah was able to see the cheetah. That's an expansion in perception. That's an alteration of aperture. So you'll be able to sense, feel, hear, smell, notice, taste things in ways that you've never experienced them before. And so when you expand your listening in this way, you're able to literally hear new things. You're able to hear the divine guidance. You're able to hear the intuitive instruction. You're able to hear the quantum directing you specifically. Sarah says, this great time out feels like such a wonderful opportunity, and I'm so thankful to have these teachings of yours to practice now. So perfectly aligned, as you said. I'm so glad. So glad. It is a timeout, right? But as metaphysicians, as a metaphysician, we want to be able to use the timeout in a wise way, right? Folks out there in the world who are being given or forced a timeout, you know, what are they going to do? Chances are, I mean, I don't know what they'll do. I don't know. But you know, they might go home and watch Netflix. They might go home. I mean, based on how the shelves are empty with toilet paper gone and water gone and beer and alcohol gone, I'm like thinking, maybe they're going to party for the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks or however long this shutdown happens. It's like, But as metaphysicians, we go, aha, tune in time. And deepen our quantum practice time, deepen our stillness time, so that, again, what we want to be able to do is we want to be able to get to the point where, as metaphysicians, as quantum engineers, it doesn't matter what the 3D world is doing. It doesn't matter. We are in the world and not of it. We are not in any way, shape, or form altered by what's going on in the 3D world. Sure, well, it might have to follow some of the rules, right? You know, travel's not happening, so okay, well, I'll stay home. You know, but we don't allow what's happening in the 3D world to alter our mystical or metaphysical practice. So when the world goes back to its regular scheduled programming, our mystical practice isn't going to change then either. It's always going to be rooted in these understandings that we create our reality, and regardless of what's going on in the 3D world, that does not affect us in the same way that it affects other people. And that becomes a really wonderful position of ease and alignment and flow, right? Right, and you might have just heard that bing, bing, my phone binged, and it was a message from Google that said, "Help, stop the coronavirus. 5 things to do now." That's what popped up on my phone. It's like, well, the things that we do right now to alter this distortion is we do our quantum work. It's not stuff that we do out in the 3D world. That stuff has nothing to do with us. we can support the healing of what's going on in the 3D world by doing our work, continuing to do our quantum forgiveness, continuing to do our quantum stillness, etc. All right. So does anybody else have any more questions or declarations or statements? Please type them in now, because I think I'm going to wrap things up. So what I invite you to practice is a very easy, beautiful, elegant quantum practice, this meditation that we did today. You don't need any music. You don't need any tools. You just need you and the space around you. You can do this anywhere. Obviously, don't do it while you're driving your car or operating heavy machinery, but you can do it anywhere. And you can do it while your eyes are open, while you're standing in line at the bank. It's especially potent and powerful now while the world is doing what it's doing, where people are uniquely influenced by whatever's happening here. So you can be in this position of stillness even while you're actively energetically creating. You can be in this position of stillness while you're on your meditation pillow, absolutely. But you can also be in this position of stillness while you are while you're dealing with your clients, while you're filling out a job application, while you're, you know, anywhere. Right. So in the module that's coming up this week, we're going to be dealing with states, and we'll talk a bit more about what we talked about, how that in the quantum process, you'll notice that old states and new states will exist for a time at the same time. You'll have old realities and new realities running at the same time. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about how to continue to consistently put yourself in quantum states so that you're coming from a creative process with open apertures and powerful amplitudes as consistently as possible. So let's see here. So it doesn't look like I have any more questions from you guys today. So thank you guys so much for joining me on a Sunday. Again, my apologies for the technical difficulties yesterday. Glad that the computer cooperated today. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday and continue to practice your quantum work and use what is happening in the 3D world right now to amplify your power. It is a very powerful, very powerful gateway. I'm actually going to be doing a free webinar on Tuesday. I'll be sending out an announcement for it on Monday to talk about the specifically what's going on with this and how to take advantage of it. So you're welcome to join me for that. I'll send out an announcement. But in the meantime, I will see you in the classroom on Wednesday. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I really, really, really appreciate you all. Enjoy playing in the quantum, and I'll see you very soon. Bye, guys.